I'm acting as a real young boy. I just make any money. There wasn't no money in those days. We just had a... We'd go chop wood. All old fertilizer back in the days. Didn't have no commercial, too much commercial fertilizer. We'd go up, get the old manure and all that, you know, and haul it for the people and put in their gardens. And, you know, going to school. And I got back when I guess 16, 17, I started working for my old Uncle C, Edgar, Northside Grocery.
Yeah.
I worked there about until I went off into the Navy. And go up to his farm, help him out on his farm. He raised cabbage, and he had a little factory, and he canned snap beans and put up tomatoes.
Yeah.
And it's a small thing.
Uh-huh.
And went off in the Navy in 1942.
I didn't ask you about that. Where'd you spend in the Navy? Where'd you spend your...
I was, went off to boot camp training in San Diego, California. From there, went to the University of Kansas, machinist mate school, where machinists work.
Yeah.
From there, I went on to New Orleans for a little while and and went on overseas and got in with PT boats.
Oh.
And stayed with that until the war ended, 1945. And come on back home. And got a job, but started working then. I was married and went to work with Boland's Machine Works in New Orleans. Stayed over there 6 months, but I just couldn't cut the mustard over there.
Yeah.
I kind of missed old Biloxi Bacon, missing the mullet, and all my old friends here. People's a little different over in New Orleans.
How so?
Well, I'll tell you.
I kind of agree with you to a certain extent. Give me your reasons why.
Well, most of there really nothing to do with that. They've just got to go with the shoot the bull in the bar rooms. I was always a fellow like out in the opening here. I like to go fishing. I like to hunt. Isn't you can't do that too much right in the city of New Orleans. Well, they got a lot of good duck hunting way down in the marshes and the bayous. I was just a different way to be, you know, raised different.
Uh-huh.
Being right here on the water, and I missed all that, you know, in New Orleans. You had that Lake Pontchartrain, people don't catch fish in there. I mean, mullet, they say they don't eat them. And I just couldn't cut it. The little wife said, get your bags together, let's go home and see if we can make it.
Yeah.
And I rent a little house down here from Miss Barbara Seymour, and I went to work down in Ingalls. Stayed down there a few months.
Ingalls Shipbuilding?
Yeah, Ingalls Shipyard, the old shipyard.
Here?
Ingalls Shipyard in Pascagoula.
Oh, you from here to Pascagoula?
Yeah, and I said, that's too much. I had to get up about 3:30 to 4 o'clock in the morning, and it was dark when I got back.
Yeah.
So I said, I believe we can do better than that, and I went to work with Frank for machine, he had marine engines.
Mm-hmm.
And we had Caterpillar, Minneapolis Moline, Chrysler Marine, and we'd install them and repair. I stayed with him 4 years. And from there, I had an opportunity to go back out to Kiesel. And they needed to hire, at that particular time, they had to hire 30 firefighters. And being already had experience with them and all that, you know, and it was no problem. I got on right away. And from 1958.
Did you work for Kiesler before?
Yes, I'm trying to think what time it was. It was 19, when I first come back out of that. I forgot that. I